This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Katie Willett, I am the Mitchell County Liaison for the YMCA.
We're glad to have Katie back with us today as we talk more about the Williams YMCA of Avery County and their programs in Mitchell County. So now, Katie, you're involved in Mitchell County. How are things in Avery County? Is at Williams, I know, obviously, like gyms and that type of stuff, I guess, are all closed for right now. Are they still doing child care or anything, or is there just nothing going on up there?
They do have their child care program that they've been able to modify to be part of their essential...
Yeah, the essential part to where they could keep operating.
Exactly. So, of course, they've been doing that with limited numbers and under safe standards.
Okay.
But other than that, the greater gym facility as it is currently closed to public access.
Yeah, everything is.
Because, you know, again, we want to keep everyone safe.
About the YMCA itself, once everything gets up and running... I guess there's memberships and there's all sorts of different things that'll be going on, special programming. The plan, I guess, is to eventually build that into what's going on in Mitchell County.
That's right. So we will build upon that. Our initial programs that are starting have all been approaching it kind of like in a non-member sense, but there's been no fee attached to these programs, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
So as we grow, we will kind of initiate into some of these potentially four fee programs, but a lot of as we start going, it's going to be, hey, everybody, look at what we have available to us. And many things can be maybe at a minimal fee or adjusted, or maybe initiating some of these programs not at an initial fee, to see what really is out there for people and what's going to be kind of best utilized by the community. And of course, then, yes, we're going to eventually grow, and we want to encourage membership from all over, but we're thinking big. We're thinking big, Mitchell County. We're going to have this wellness center. We're going to have after-school programs. There's been a big want for that aquatic center, and there's such a big need for it. Mm-hmm. So I'm right here with you. I'm a big proponent of all three of those, and so we are making a run for it, and I look forward to you all guiding me and how we can make this the best thing for Mitchell County's needs.
Do you have right now locally any sort of a web presence, Facebook, something like that, where folks can kind of see what you're up to or anything, and then like maybe where you could whisper to them and say, you know, somebody needs 20 packs of crayons because we've got some kids that really want to color on something, and we can throw them in the basket as you would drive by and wave, and we have to wave at you. But is there somewhere where folks can find out what's going on?
Right now, there's kind of working through some personal accounts and kind of getting the word out there. But also, you can go to the AveryYMCA.org website.
Okay.
And so that's really where we're coming from. And currently, it's being worked on to build a Mitchell County page. Okay.
So we just kind of keep our eye out for that.
Yes, please do. That's been on the working list. You know, what kinds of things can we be doing right now to continue to share with everyone? We are here, we are present, and we are going to continue to grow with your help.
Phase one, you won't be able to open back up any of the health facilities. Is that phase two or phase three before that type thing will maybe start coming back?
Yeah, it's probably looking towards phase two, but we're present. We want to make sure that as things start to open up, that, again, we're doing it as safe as possible. So even as things do open up, and it may be one side of things first versus another, and, you know, what that looks like when you walk back in, maybe even some of the chairs that were initially there may be set aside or moved. So the physical appearance may be slightly different. But, again, just to make sure that everything is just taken into account to keep people as safe and healthy as possible.
Well, and we all know as things open back up, there's going to be a lot of places where there used to be four chairs and now there are two.
That's right.
If that's all we have to worry about, we ain't got a lot to worry about, do we? We really don't. So again, if you would tell us where your office is located.
Yes, we are on Upper Street in Spruce Pine at 275 Oak Avenue, right beside Track Gallery.
Well, good luck with it. Will you come back as things grow and when you get a new program you want to talk about, or maybe some of that bunch at the senior center gets into something good, let me know. We'll talk again.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Well, best of luck and good seeing you.
Thank you.
Again, thanks to Katie Willett, who is the Mitchell County Liaison for the Williams YMCA of Avery County. We appreciate Katie talking with us today and yesterday. If you didn't get to hear yesterday's portion or would like to hear both parts again, remember they're available at our website. Just go to Community Close Up. Thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.